This hour of the Armed American Radio podcast is being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. This incredible organization is doing the behind-the-scenes work on behalf of our Second Amendment freedoms, filing the lawsuits around the nation that defend against the incredible withering assault on our constitutional right to bear arms. If it weren't for the Second Amendment Foundation and the incredible work they do, the landscape of our gun rights in this country would be vastly different. Visit them and help us defend freedom from the Bloomberg machine that is dumping millions into the effort to strip you of your rights. Visit the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org. That's saf.org. Now is the time. We need your help. saf.org to do your part fighting for the freedoms that we enjoy today. Enjoy the program, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Live from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom, and it is an honor to have you with me today. I hope you had a fantastic July 4th holiday and a safe one at that. Loudmouth Bloomberg, milk jug chuggers, the moms demand action phonies. We're in the news again with another, what I'm calling a type of Jesse Jackson corporate blackmail shakedown, claiming another victory in their ongoing fight to strip you of your right to carry your firearms. Did you see this? I'm sure you did. A fight, by the way, that they are losing. Might not seem that way, but they're losing. They're not winning as they claim. The Moms Group this week claimed victory when the interim CEO of Target Stores, John Mulligan, made the following statements after the group made headlines in the, and I'll call them, the no longer hiding their traditional America freedom-hating agenda out of the closet progressive liberal state propaganda media machine. How about that? Here's the Target statement in its entirety. The leadership team has been weighing a complex issue, and I want to be sure everyone understands our thoughts and ultimate decision. As you've likely seen in the media, there has been a debate about whether guests in communities that permit quote-unquote open carry should be allowed to bring firearms into Target stores. Our approach has always been to follow local laws, and of course, we will continue to do so. But starting today, we will also respectfully request that guests not bring firearms to Target, even in communities where it is permitted by law. We've listened carefully to the nuances of this debate and respect the protected rights of everyone involved. In return, we are asking for help in fulfilling our goal to create an atmosphere that is safe and inviting for our guests and team members. This is a complicated issue, but it boils down to a simple belief. Bringing firearms to Target creates an environment that is at odds with the family-friendly shopping and work experience we strive to create. That from Target. The Moms Demand Action Group, along with the corrupt state media, that's what I'll call them in various forms, are claiming what? Another victory. But is it really? Is it a victory? What did Target actually say? According to Target spokesperson Molly Snyder, and this was reported in the Minneapolis Star Tribune on July 2nd in a piece written by Kavita Kuman, and it was reprinted in many news outlets, when asked if Target was in fact banning law-abiding citizens from carrying lawfully carried firearms in states that the law allows them to do so, according to the writer of the piece, quoting, the retailer will not post signs at its stores asking people not to bring guns inside. Quoting from Molly Snyder, the Target spokesperson in that same piece, it is not a ban, she said. There is no prohibition. So I submit to you, while the loudmouth moms demand action phonies, with help from the what? Propagandist state media, claim another victory, it is nothing of the sorts, but yet another lie from that America-hating machine, that America-hating bunch, propped up as fact by an openly corrupt mainstream press. And if you listen to me regularly, you know my disdain for the mainstream media. Been preaching it to you for years. Don't expect them to correct the story by reporting the parts of it they don't want you to know anytime soon. Don't expect them to do that. It ain't going to happen. Basically, what it is life in America as we know it today, until brave souls take it back. And brave souls will take it back. We'll have more on Target later in an upcoming hour with famed trainer Rob Pincus. We'll get some very provocative statements from him. In other news, Georgia Guns Everywhere Law, actually known as the Georgia Safe Carry Protection Act, went into effect on July 1st, and there is still no blood running in the streets. I can attest to that. I'm in Georgia. In fact, the only thing flowing is the lies from that same corrupt media bunch, particularly over at MSDNC, who are literally salivating for some carnage to try to blame on the new law. They tried, but it won't happen. And they won't correct their phony claims when it doesn't either. Don't hold your breath for that one. Illinois is being pounded with lawsuits from those being denied CCW permits. You know, this went into effect at the beginning of the year. Finally, in Illinois, congratulations again, Illinois. However, you're being flooded, the state is being flooded with lawsuits from those being denied CCW permits with no explanations, but only after taking classes, after passing background checks, after fingerprint checks are cleared, and after paying hundreds of dollars with no explanations, no way to review the decision, the state having set up the process to screw you and shielding themselves from review. And, by the way, from freedom of information requests. Yeah, they don't have to. What else would you expect from the communist Democrat-controlled government in Illinois? We've been seeing this stepping on your rights for years and years and years. Nothing new there. We will discuss that later. Chris Christie, you know, I say turn him sideways, he's a D, right? What will he do? What will he do? If you need any further evidence that Christie's running for president, his veto of Jersey's version of a high-capacity magazine ban should put that to rest, shouldn't it? On Wednesday, Christie vetoed another Democrat masterminded exercise in futility, the blaming of magazine capacity for the actions of psychotic scumbags. And I say Jersey's version because Jersey already limits magazine capacity to 15. They wanted it down to 10. And they've had it at 15 for decades. Of course, you and I both know, as do the Dems who wrote the bill, that's right, Democrats wrote the bill, that limiting the magazine capacity of law-abiding citizens from a number sought after by other gun control-hungry politicians, 15, down to 10, would be the magic number that would end gang gun violence in Camden, Newark, Patterson, and all those other nice Jersey cities you don't want to vacation in. Plenty of time to talk about Christie. He has a hell of a long way to go to earn the respect of gun owners, but let's give credit where it's due in this case. Congrats to the big boy for vetoing worthless Democrat-sponsored feel-good legislation, even if it was for the real audiences of what? Iowa and New Hampshire. You ain't fooling nobody, Chris. Except maybe progressive liberal Dems and others incapable of thinking. Let me get back to Target and Moms Demand Action phonies for a moment. I'm not calling for a boycott of a company that has a right to make whatever decisions it wants to make. You will decide if you want to shop at Target all by yourself based on whatever criteria you use and whatever criteria you choose to make whatever decisions you make for your household. While I respect that Target was thrust into this against their will, like Starbucks, Chipotle, and others that were letting state law regarding the carrying of firearms dictate their policy, as it should be, a loudmouth group of freedom-hating liars were able to seize the opportunity presented them by another group of loudmouth activist goofballs who, although their endgame is noble and one that I support with every fiber in my being, that being the lawful open carry of their handguns, the tactics of walking into retail establishments with their rifles slung over their shoulders backfired immensely and allowed the anti-gun nuts to use the state media to attack the companies where that activity occurred. I'll tell you what, it sure would be nice, though, and again, respecting the private property rights of Target and others who were tossed into this unwillingly, Wouldn't it be nice to hear an American CEO of an American company issue this statement? While we respect the First Amendment rights of those who wish to see us disrespect the Second Amendment rights of those with whom they disagree, as a proud American company, we choose to respect all of our guest rights, including Second Amendment freedoms, and will continue to follow the laws of the states where we do business. As a matter of company policy, we will not allow ourselves to be bullied by any group that chooses to eliminate any of our guests' liberties so eloquently enshrined in our nation's Bill of Rights. Wouldn't that be nice to see from an American CEO of an American company? This is going to be a good one, folks. Alan Gottlieb will be here to answer the question, should Grandpa be able to keep his guns? You will not believe the tactic they're taking now to come after firearms freedoms. He was quoted in an NBC News piece. That is quite astounding. And Alan will be here in the next segment. Following Alan, after the next segment, Kevin Starrett, the great leader of Oregon Firearms Federation, will be here for a full half hour. After that, the Alan Corwin Experience in hour two for the full hour. Then Rob Pincus and David Kodria offer commentary on the target and Moms Demand Action. We'll be back after this. Buckle in. This one promises to be hard.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. Firearm safety is as important as breathing. If you own a gun, you need a safe from Sportsman Steel Safes. Sportsman is an American family business making quality vaults for over 30 years. Give my friend Matt a call for the weekly special. Tell him I sent you and he'll work out a deal. 888-681-4140. That's 888-681-4140. Talk to Matt before you buy your next safe. 888-681-4140 and visit SportsmanSteelSafes.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
As we all know, the Second Amendment is under attack. It's 2014, that's right, election year. And as a gun owner, I like to keep up with all the political news surrounding the Second Amendment. And the way I do that, IRFnews.com. IRFnews.com is a new concept in news gathering. One place, one stop, see what they're talking about, see what's going on, and protect the Second Amendment. Quite simple, IRFnews.com. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
Guns save lives. My mom and dad are responsible gun owners. I hope you are too. If you have guns in your home, please make sure to store them safely.
I like that. Feel the southern breezes and the southern wind. Store your guns safely. Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters, sitting in these Crossbreed holster studios, the safest radio studios in America today. Sean Dallas, my sidekick down there, how you doing today?
I'm doos very well. How about you?
You doos very well?
Yes, I do.
Fodder for the roundtable later in the show.
Yes.
Sean, where did I go wrong, or did I go wrong in my opening remarks?
No, you're right on the mark, but the only thing I say you should change is you said Jesse Jackson is Jesse Hijackson, because he's always trying to hijack something.
Well, but he is, isn't he? I think the analogy, I think the comparison between the mom's demand action,
yeah,
Action Jackson, is a legitimate one.
Yeah.
This is a shakedown group using Bloomberg's money to do so. And we'll get some commentary on that later. I want to go to my next guest, is one of my favorite of all time, good friend of mine and a good friend of yours, and that is Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, they're doing anything they can to come after our guns. And now I want to open with this. NBC News, you were quoted in this piece, from his cold, dead hands, when should Grandpa give up his guns? My God, what's next, Alan Gottlieb?
Yeah, it seems like a new week and new attack on gun rights. At least I got to give NBC News some credit. I think they did a very balanced article on this story, so I'm going to pat them on the back a bit. The real problem was the Journal of American Geriatric Society that came out this month, that basically is advising doctors to have discussions with grandparents, you know, if you have a grandparent or older parents, to try and get them to give up their gun. And boy, it's really loaded, to say the least. And I, like I told NBC News, quite frankly, to suggest that senior citizens or seasoned citizens must automatically be considered a safety risk just because they're a firearms owner, the notion that, quite frankly, we find rather insulting, if not preposterous. And, should we prevent people from serving public office into their 70s or 80s? I mean, decisions that they make could affect millions of people every day. Simply because someone is older doesn't mean that they should begin to lose their firearms rights. One doesn't lose his or civil rights merely because we turn a page on a calendar. Mm-hmm. But, of course, this is another way of disenfranchising as many people as possible from gun ownership, and the anti-gunners just love that.
Alan, I have to – the nation just celebrated its 238th birthday. We now have two geriatric experts, according to this MSNBC, how easy it is to let that out, the NBC piece. We have two geriatric experts saying another thorny family question must be asked of some elderly folks. Is it time to give up your gun? So is this something new that these geriatric experts have just figured out in American history 238 years after our first birthday? Come on.
Yeah, you know, they're trying to make it that if you own a gun, it's either a mental disease or, quote-unquote, a health issue for people to own firearms. And as you know, Mark, for a number of years now, they've been moving in that direction. A lot of these studies have been funded by Bloomberg, you know, and quite frankly, he's got a lot of universities on board with departments in their public health area attacking gun ownership from, as a public, you know, health thing. Like, you just give us a shot and somehow our guns are going to go away or something. It's just really, they've tried this in the past to use it as a public health issue, but I'm seeing now more and more of it coming into it, especially in play with a lot of mental lunatics creating havoc with, you know, not just firearms, but knives as well, and committing all kinds of atrocious crimes with those things. They're now trying to make it more into a public health issue than ever.
All right. My disdain for the media is not new to any regular listener to this show. And I want to point out part of why that is. As I said in my comments just a few seconds ago before I asked you the question, two geriatric experts, two. And NBC News puts out a piece read by millions, I bet we could find more than two geriatric experts that say that was this lunacy, couldn't we?
Well, yeah. Again, I don't really want to pick at NBC here. They're just doing the story. It's really the Journal of the American Geriatric Society's journal that really did the story. NBC picked up on it, and I think their story was pretty fairly balanced. They went to some older people and got interviews with older people who didn't want to give up their guns, and there's a reason why they should give up their guns. And it was a very balanced story showing that, you know, the anti-gunners are trying to use this for their advantage. I think the real people in the media we should pick on is the Journal of the American Geriatric Society, which has really published it. NBC's just made sure we know more about it. And then, quite frankly, in this story here, I got to give the reporter a whole lot of credit. Bill Briggs, I think, came to the other side, came to us, and made sure that we had fair comments and the quotes were accurate, and basically went out in the field to find senior citizens and showed them with their firearms that there's no reason why an older person shouldn't be able to own a gun and stop a crime from happening to him or her.
Yeah, and I should clarify that you're right about this, that the piece is very well written and it is well balanced. And I had my own run-in, believe it or not, with MSNBC just about 3 or 4 weeks ago, where they did MSNBC. .com did a very balanced piece as well about Chipotle allowing me to have the last word, which was quite surprising, but they did a really good job also. And I'm not attacking NBC. I want to make it very clear to listeners that I'm talking about the power in general of the mainstream media that can take the opinion of one organization or two individuals and make it appear that it's now this big topic that all of a sudden we should be talking about. That power is very dangerous, and the other side knows how to use that power, don't they, Alan? They do it very well.
Yeah, and I think you're going to see that in the upcoming week now. Now that the story is broken nationally, you're going to see a lot of other pundits in the media pick up on the story, and I don't think they're going to probably be as fairly balanced with it as this NBC News piece was. They're probably going to be, you know, using it as a tool to help aid and abet our opponents who want to deny us our firearms rights.
Now, what do we do? Let's direct listeners where to go, again, to fight this effort. Of course, always head over to saf.org. But what is it we need to do? When people see a story like this, what's your recommendation?
Immediately, wherever the story ran, if it's online, post comments to show that it's a biased story or that, you know, the facts aren't right or there's no reason why Grandpa shouldn't be able to have his gun. A lot of us are grandpas, you know. And, you know, likewise, if it's in print, make sure you write letters to the editor and make sure that the true facts are out there. I mean, older people are probably even more responsible with firearms than younger people are. So just because you turn 60 or 70, you shouldn't be able to own firearms anymore. It's just garbage.
Yeah, it's absurd, and I would highly recommend that people take that advice. Heed that advice, please. Pick the phone up, you know, call the station that ran the piece. It doesn't, and not just this piece, but any piece you see that's biased, and there are dozens and dozens and dozens of them out there. MSNBC did a piece on the Georgia gun law that was just absolutely off the chain biased, which we would expect from MSNBC, no question about it. But, okay, Alan, we're coming to the end of this segment. Unfortunately, I want to thank you for joining me and running through this piece. We'll continue to direct people over to saf.org to get involved with the Second Amendment Foundation. It's a great organization. Alan, thanks a lot. Is there anything in the last few seconds we have that you'd like listeners to know?
Yeah, have a great show, and I know your listeners are going to enjoy it. You've got some great guests coming up.
That's a pretty good lineup.
Another great show. Yes.
Well, thank you, Alan. We appreciate it. We'll see you next week on Armed American Radio. When should Grandpa give up his firearms? Wow. Unbelievable. 238 years it took two geriatric experts to come up with this stuff. You got to wonder, whose fingers are running through this stuff? Where's this stuff originating from? Armed American Radio continues with Kevin Starrett of Oregon Firearms Federation. We'll ask him that question, too. Back right after this.
my house? Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Back to Mark Walters in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. It was a real pleasure to have you with me today. I hope you're enjoying the program. I certainly am. And it's going to continue rolling on. Sean, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Doing well. We have a lot to talk about. The news, I keep hearing this.
Is that what that's called?
I don't know. It depends on where you get it. It's what you call it. You have to, in today's day and age, you have to be smart enough to make up your own mind.
Uh-oh.
You have to know where to go.
We're in trouble.
Yeah. Depending on who's doing, a lot of headline surfers.
Yes.
And a lot of, the sheeple.
Yes.
Sleeping soundly in their bed at night, not worrying about anything about where their iPad is.
Wow. That's a good one.
Well, it's true. And it's sad. And it's this person that the Obama administration is, you know, it's not just the Obama administration. I like beating up on the Obama administration, but it's not just them. It's media. It's faux journalists. It's everything that counts on a certain level of stupidity in order to get away with the garbage that they put out.
You know, but you know what it does? It makes the social media and new media a lot stronger, because I think that's where you're going to get, that's where I get a lot of my news from. You know, the Katie Pavlich's, the, you know, because we know they're real journalists and they're actually doing the job.
Yeah, no question about that. Katie Pavlich has a birthday coming up this week, too. So, hey, happy birthday, Katie. We'll bring you back on the show real soon. Always fun to have her on the program.
Mm-hmm.
My next guest is always fun to have on the show. We need to have him on more often. Oregon. You know, you think about firearms freedoms and firearms rights. A lot of you probably don't think about Oregon. But one of the greatest grassroots groups in the country, the Oregon Firearms Federation, is right out front, fighting the fight. Kevin Starrett, welcome to Armed American Radio from the Oregon Firearms Federation. It's a pleasure to have you here, Kevin, as usual. How are you today?
Great, thank you. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well. You know, I ran across a piece on one of your mailers last week, and I mentioned it on the air, and I had a number of people send it to me as well and say, hey, take a look at what's going on in Oregon. And I went through a little bit of it and mentioned that you would be here this week regarding state police knocking on doors. When someone, you want to clue us in on that?
Yeah, what happened is in our last legislative session, there was an attempt made to pass what they called a universal background check bill, which meant that you could not give a gun to a family member or someone you'd known for 40 years without getting permission from the state police. And our response was, well, this is kind of ridiculous. Right now, when people who are attempting to buy guns from dealers and they are felons and they're denied, nothing happens. There's no response. There's no action taken. And now you want to apply this to a gun I want to give to my family member or someone I've known my whole life? So what they're doing is now, since they're planning on reintroducing this legislation, they have this preemptive strike where what they're doing is every time there's a denial on a background check, they're taking a state trooper off the road. And we don't have many state troopers in Oregon. We have fewer than we had in 1936. They're taking a state trooper off the road and sending them to the FFL, the gun dealer, to do an investigation if the buyer isn't actually there at the time because they've left, because they've been denied. They send that cop to the person's home. And in every case that I have been made aware of so far, there's been no crime. There's been no reason for a denial. The police have showed up and apologized because they don't know what they're doing there. There have been no arrests. The police refuse to say how many arrests they've made, how many interactions they've had. So what they've done is they've had this kind of massive response that accomplishes nothing, because they're not going after true criminals. They're going after people who have had mistakes on their background checks. The state police have an inadvertent denial for no reason. The police are showing up. They don't even know why they're there, and they're apologizing, and they say, we don't know what we're doing here, and they leave. In one case, we had a guy who was told, I don't know why I'm here. Then the cop said, as far as I know, you're good to transfer. And then the guy received a phone call a short while later saying, I am sorry, but I have to write you a citation for an unlawful attempt at purchase. And nobody knows why. And it's 100% political. It has nothing to do with crime fighting. It's a colossal waste of police power in a state which has very little police power. All it is a harassment of gun owners and gun buyers, and nothing is being accomplished.
Kevin, we have listeners throughout the state of Oregon right now, as well as across the country, that are paying very careful attention to this right now. On the heels of some things I made some comments of some things going on in Illinois at the opening of this hour, and that's being a flood of lawsuits over concealed carry denials, where there are review boards that were written into the law that a lot of people were unaware of, giving members of this review board incredible unchecked power to deny applications. And this is coming through police officers and unknown members of the board. you can't, they've protected themselves without being able to fire or to file a Freedom of Information Act to find out why they're being denied, and they're not told why. Now, this seems to me to be a complete abuse of police power. Tell us a little bit, in Oregon, is this a state background check, or is this a denial from a federal background check where state resources are being used? Or is there an additional Oregon background check in addition to the federal check?
Well, in Oregon, our point of contact, in many states, gun dealers contact the NICS system directly. Mm-hmm. They do the background check, and they are given an approval, a delay, or a denial. In Oregon, our state police years ago demanded the right to do that background check themselves, which means that basically now we pay the state police $10 for every background check to make the phone call to the feds that the gun dealers in other states make directly at no charge. The state police frequently come up with false denials and false delays and prevent people from getting firearms that they are legally entitled to have. And they have proven over and over again that they're simply not competent to do these checks. They deny people for reasons that are not unlawful. They deny people mistakenly. And frankly, in many cases, the state police have demonstrated a complete inability to understand federal law. So they make up their own regulations that don't comply with federal law. Just recently, the Oregon State Police sent out a letter to gun dealers saying, you can't sell guns to cops anymore if the cop's driver's license doesn't have his actual address on it. I don't know how common this is in other states, but in Oregon, police, district attorneys, prosecutors, a lot of people keep their addresses in suppression because they're fearful of retribution from criminals. Cops do this all the time. They put, instead of putting their home address, they put their department's address.
Of course.
For 17 years, the state police has said that's fine. Now all of a sudden they're saying that's not fine. Well, most cops don't have ID that has their actual address on it. And the state police said, well, we just didn't know that was the law. We didn't know we could do this. And they do this all the time. Well, they'll do a denial based on a rule they created themselves, which doesn't comply with federal law. And now people are being denied purchases when they're entitled to have the gun. And the state police, who denied the purchases because they didn't know what they were doing, are now taking a state trooper off the road and sending him to investigate a purchase which shouldn't have been denied in the first place. It's absolutely insane.
And I want to point out to listeners, too, you mentioned NICS checks. NICS, of course, being the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. So just for those of you who might not know what that terminology means, that's what that is. The NICS check is the National Instant Criminal Background Check System when you purchase a firearm, to clarify. Kevin, whose idea was this? We've got 30 seconds, so I'll very quickly ask you, whose idea was this?
Quickly,
and let you take us to break.
It was the governor. It was John Kitzhaber's idea. Every state trooper who showed up to investigate this has told the person he was investigating this came right down from the top. It came from the governor. That's whose idea it was.
From the governor.
Yep.
What's the makeup of the state houses and the party of a governor in Oregon?
The governor's a Democrat, very anti-gun. Our house and Senate are both controlled by Democrats. The Senate is a little bit more closely controlled. They're all anti-gun. I mean, the makeup is all anti-gun, which is remarkable that we've held them off at bay as long as we have, actually.
It's a testament to your organization. We'll talk more with Kevin Starrett of Oregon Firearms Federation when we come back. Very powerful conversation. Back right after this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside the waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
If you own a gun, you need a safe, period. American-made, American-owned. SportsmanSteelSafes.com. Now, back to Mark.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. And that ad says it all. If you're a gun owner, please be a responsible gun owner. Check out our great sponsor at SportsmanSteelSafe.com. SportsmanSteelSafes.com. There's a phone number up there. Call Matt. Tell him you're an Armed American Radio listener. And he will work out a deal for you specifically because you are an Armed American Radio listener. Make sure to check out SportsmanSteelSafes.com. They're fantastic. We gave a free one away just a couple weeks ago, didn't we, Shanto?
Yes, we did.
It was a beautiful thing. And that safe has arrived. He's got it, and he loves it. Let me see if we can get some photos of it where he's got it planted somewhere in his home. Kevin Starrett from Oregon Firearms Federation. Kevin, welcome back. It's a pleasure to have you here. Tell us a little bit, if you would, about... You left us at the break, as we went into the break, telling us the makeup of the state houses and the governor. You've got Democrat, Democrat, Democrat. That never bodes well for gun ownership. We all know, as a party written into their platform, as a general rule, the Democrats are the ones coming after our guns. And you made the comment, you've surprised that you've been able to hold them off as long as you can. Tell us about some of the initiatives they go after, and tell us how you've been able to hold them off. I think other gun groups listening across this country would like to feed off of that success.
Well, I will tell you, this is a question I've been asked many times by journalists. How did we succeed in our last legislative session and the last two legislative sessions when other states like Colorado got creamed? How did it happen? And, you know, I can't always say exactly, but I really believe that the pivotal thing for us is that Oregon Firearms has always treated our supporters and members and all gun owners, whether they send us money, whether they're members, whatever, whether they just come and get our email alerts, that they are valuable people and that what they do makes a difference. And what we try to do is just simply say, here's the information. Here's what's happening, and here are the people who need to hear from you. We try to make activism as easy and efficient as possible. And we understand that, unlike myself, I spend 24 hours a day doing this. This is all I do. There's a lot of people who are really concerned about gun rights who have other obligations. So what we've tried to do is just make response to the legislators as simple as possible. And it's been successful. And we've overwhelmed them with phone calls and emails and postcards and faxes. And invariably, they backed down, and they've complained, and they said, oh, we're a tiny minority, we're a vocal group of extremists, but they backed down because the other side was overwhelmed. And that's what this game is all about. It's about getting your people and your members, gun owners, people who believe in freedom, to respond and to take action. And when they do, it has an incredible response. Legislators do not like angry voters. The other side cannot compete with us. They can compete with us. They have a lot more money than we do because of people like Bloomberg, but they don't have the passion, they don't have the interest, they don't have the commitment to the issue that we do. And as long as our men and women keep taking the information that we give them and running with it, we win. And year after year, in spite of having an anti-gun House, an anti-gun Senate, an anti-gun governor, and we've had that situation for a long time, we've defeated almost every anti-gun bill for almost 20 years now.
And it's brilliant.
Oh yeah, I mean it's been incredible. And you know, it's like it's a nail biter every year. It really
is. Right, right. But it's a nail biter watching it, believe me, from the sidelines. I'm a few thousand miles away from you, and it's a nail biter watching these sessions every year, but it is amazing what you guys have been able to accomplish. And you know, I got to tell you, when you think of the big, you know, the big grassroots organizations when it comes to firearms rights, a handful of big ones come to mind. Of course, Oregon Firearms Federation comes to mind. Buckeye Firearms in Ohio comes to mind. Virginia Citizens Defense League comes to mind. GeorgiaCarry.org comes to mind. You've got Illinois State Pistol and Rifle Association comes to mind. Kansas Rifle Association. Of course, then the big boys, the National Rifle Association, GOA, and so forth. But when you talk about the grassroots groups, what you just said, I think, is a common thread that weaves amongst all of those groups, and that success is palpable for you to be able to do it, and the way you just articulated it is brilliant. I ask people all the time, if not you, who? If not now, when, right? I mean, what do you want people in Oregon listening right now to know? Let's get them involved. If they're not, maybe they're on the fence. Let's get them off the fence right now.
Well, what they should know is that whether they choose to join my organization, whether they choose to contribute to it or not, they can still get every bit of information that we give to everyone else. They can go on our website, which is OregonFirearms.org. They can go to the Join Our Alert list. They can get all the information, and they can respond, and they can take action. And I can, if we had 4 hours, I couldn't tell you how many times we've proven that the anti-gunners have admitted that is the input and the activism and how much we have just besieged them with communication that has made them back down, and it works. And you know, you try to change. We have the two most liberal U.S. senators in the country, Ron Wyden and Jeff Merkley. They're horrible, but on a local level, we've been able to fight them off time after time after time. And in Salem, our capital, they have admitted that we have defeated them through. We just outwork them. And people can do this at no cost by just getting our alerts, finding out what's happening, and responding with the information we give them, the email addresses, the links, the phone numbers. It's really easy to do, and it has a profound effect because local legislators live and die on a handful of votes and don't want to make people angry. And even the most liberal anti-gun legislators have admitted that we have outworked them and we have outflanked them over and over and over again, and they have had to back down.
That is absolutely brilliant. It's beautiful to hear. Congratulations on that. Oregon, OregonFirearms.org. You don't have to live there to get these alerts and help this organization. If you can send $1, do it. If you can send $1,000, even better. Just get on the alerts and work with these groups. As Kevin just said, it just you see it time and time again. And, you know, here's a little bit of humor. Throw some humor in here. You know why the other side is AstroTurf and why our side is grassroots? We take root because we're focused, aren't we, Kevin, on this one issue. There's some of them are worried about spotted owls and driving Priuses and diesel fumes. And then every once in a while they get mad at a gun, right? We focus on this issue and we don't let up. Is that a fair statement?
Well, absolutely. And people recognize when somebody's actually trying to steal something from them. And they keep throwing polls in our faces saying, oh, it started with 75%. Now it's up to 95% of people in Oregon want universal background checks. But the question is always this. Do you want felons having guns? Well, of course not. But what if the question was, do you want to have to ask the state and the police permission to give a gun to your grandson? Boy, I bet the answer would change then, Mark.
It definitely would. I can't congratulate you enough, and I can't thank you enough for what you do. OregonFirearms.org, OregonFirearms.org, and sign up. It's as simple as signing up for the email alerts, right?
Absolutely. There's nothing to it. You know, if you want to put in your name and address, you can do that. If you don't, your email address is all we need. And if you look on our website, you will see that with an archive of the kind of alerts we've put out, you'll see we're not spamming people. We're not a news service. We're giving people information on legislation that's happening that requires their response. And people's response does really work. People get frustrated sometimes, but it absolutely has an effect. Legislators are intimidated when they're inundated with angry emails, phone calls, and postcards. It works.
Especially,
it really especially
works when you have the truth and facts on your side. Kevin, absolutely incredible work. Brilliant. Thank you for joining us here on Armed American Radio. Looking forward to having you back again very soon. It's been too long. Ladies and gentlemen, OregonFirearms.org. You heard it from Kevin. Please help out and also join the group in your state. It's as simple as that. Believe me, if not you, who? If not now, when? Very important that you get involved, particularly in an election year. Remember, I tell you this every week, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't be that unarmed caveman. Back after this with the Alan Corwin Experience. Don't go away.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus
plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. Armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.